get the 16th note, please. When we omit one note of the normal strumming, that thing, mira. Let's check this. Which, by the way, you do have the marvelous idea to change the settings of the comments, and now I have to re-put all the comments here, but no problem. Look, this I did here. This video has, if you click on show more, then you will see the examples, because, in the comments there are the examples also, yes. Click example 1, which is 60 beats per minute, and then we will play the lower part of this PDF, which you already have, because that one
okay.
I gave you before.
Here, let me make sure. I don't see a number. I see YouTube. I see YouTube. I only see two things.
And the other one says
coaching Flamenco 9.
That's right.
Okay, I'll click on that and see what happens.
And then just click example 1, and then we will play.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We will play the variation with. With only omitting one note out of 16. 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1. Now let's do one thing. 2.
Okay.
On the at the bottom of that page of that PDF, which you have printed that for sure. Just print the paper.
Okay, that PDF would be this thing right here, right? I just lost sound.
Sorry?
Oh, okay. Is it this right here?
Yes, that one. At the bottom there, give me 1 second.
Okay. Thank you.
paper. We will write down some notes there. Okay. Some numbers. Look, below when it is the variation, when it says variation, then we have 16 notes. So yeah. The first note index down, we will write a 1. Right there, a 1.
Okay.
And a 3 below, under. Okay. Pardon, wait. Index down, first note.
Mm-hmm.
Write a 1.
Mm-hmm.
Under that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, the fifth note, which is index down, we write a 2.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Well, that's what when we count, that's what you're counting. And then, on the rest, we write a 3.
A 3, exactly. And below the 2, we write a 4. And that's it.
Yeah.
Then we got it. Now,
yeah.
This thing, we should synchronize it. Because why? The golpe, when it happens every 8 notes,
mm-hmm.
sounds bam, 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 bam. And this example here divides it into double space. So it will go 1, bam, bam. So it will create a nice color variation thing.
Kind of a syncopation.
Now, let's do it. Click example 1 and let's try to play with that counting.
Okay. where did 1 go? I've been practicing this all week, and when I'm practicing, I'm doing it. I'm along with the count. The only thing I can't seem to get, when you play it, you're only accenting the accent. I can only hear your strum on the accent. When I do it, I either hear all the strums or none of the strums.
That's because of this thing. This video here, the interactive one, right in the beginning, we have one a step below what we are doing now. We have that.
I'm gonna play that.
In this one, let me see. We have one video that explains this note by note. This one. 4. I have it here. Look, this thing here.
Okay.
Into this video, the accents will be noticeable with this.
Oops.
If we use this one, for example, let's say if you click on four notes.
Oh, this is PFD. I don't want that. Which one? I'm getting the PDF.
No, PDF no. PDF is the one you already printed.
Yeah.
Below that, interactive tangled muted strumming.
Well,
there are the accents. We have to clean
it.
Those accents one by one.
I'm not getting anything below it. Oh yeah, maybe I do. What is this?
It is there.
Yeah, here it is.
Hold down with the scroll, you will see.
Okay, and it's one note?
That's a test. One note, two notes, three notes like this. For example, the accent. Click three notes, and then you have to accent only one, the first one, right?
Four. Three notes. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Well, I'm not sure what this is doing.
All right. Vamos a ver. One thing. Yes, the only thing is that you are sounding. A ver, wait a moment. You are sounding.
Yeah, all of them come out. I tried to accent just where it's. You got triangles, and it's very hard.
That's right, but because why? Because you haven't done this exercise counting each note. Look, click one note. This is the remedy for this. Click one note.
One, two, three, four.
That's where you're supposed to play after me, not with me.
Two, three.
No, Bruce, wait. Football, one moment. Listen, the way to practice with that video is I count four on my four beats, and in the next four beats, you count four and you play. You don't play with me, but after me.
Okay.
Because we need to compare this accent thing. That's how we get the accent right.
One, two, three, four.
That's right, but what is the counting?
One,
if there's no count,
two,
we are again back to square one.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three. Four.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three.
That's right.
Four.
One, two, three, four.
Two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
One, two,
careful
two,
to not rest the thumb on the top or on the string.
Two, three.
Free
four,
hand.
Two.
Exactly, but now I didn't hear the golpe.
One, two, three, four.
Index down and
one,
golpe, both.
Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Okay, now click two
one,
notes.
Two,
but count,
three,
Bruce, if you don't count,
two,
you will never get it. This is the fact.
One,
or you will
two,
do too much effort,
three,
much more
four,
than needed.
Two, three,
now, index
four,
up happens
one,
right after the
two,
index
three,
one. Same time.
Four.
One, two, three.
That's right.
Four,
and that is not as strong as the
three,
piano. Not
four,
loud.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three.
From the third string up.
One, two, three, four.
Index up does not play first
one,
string or second.
Two, three, four.
That's
two,
right, that was just right. Now stop, the second
two,
note is not accented.
Three,
you are playing accent.
Two notes.
Two notes, exactly.
Two notes, okay.
Two notes. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
Two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
Two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
Two.
Listen how soft sounds this one, second note, two, and three, try to sound the same. That's too loud. That's why we're comparing here,
two,
you and me.
Three, four.
That's wrong tempo
one,
and no count.
Two,
wrong bass.
Three, four.
If there is no count, the exercise is not
two,
being done. So,
three, four. One, two, three, four.
Soft, but
one,
not non-existent.
Two,
soft.
Three, four.
It has to be played, but very soft.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Now, three notes, and
two,
then that also
three,
is not accented yet, eh? So far we are okay with
three
notes. Let's go three.
One, two, three, four.
Three.
No, that's too loud.
One, two, three, four.
And that third I didn't
two,
hear it.
Three, four.
That's right.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Not arpeggiated, and
two,
the thumb is not resting or touching the top or the string. Free hand all the time. Otherwise, that will limit our action.
Three, four.
That's right, that's just right, but now just count.
Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Soft that third. Third, you are playing too loud.
Three, four.
That's right, soft. Soft,
one,
but with decision
two,
there.
Three, four. Two, three, four.
No, that was not right.
One,
your counting
three,
has to be
four,
matched with the click exactly.
One, two, three, four.
One, three,
that's right,
four,
but that was loud.
One, two,
only one note
three,
is loud, the first.
Four.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Four notes.
Four. One,
okay, now
two,
we go accenting
four,
the fourth, which is
four
middle ring finger down.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Oh, that counting is messed up there. Andreas, in two. Now you're playing loud, the first one was right. I just see you did it right before.
Three, four.
Two, three.
No, now you're playing ta 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 ta, and it's
three,
ta ti ta ta.
One.
It has to be into to be.
Three, four.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three.
Listen what you listen and then play the same.
Three, four.
One, two, three, four.
That was too fast, the last note. The accents were right, but you were rushing it before. You played earlier the fourth.
Two, three, four.
No? You are doing that thing that's corresponding to much more speed than that.
One, two, three, four.
No, look, you're doing that tick tap tap, that's all double of
three, four.
Listen what I play and listen what you are playing, and it has to be same.
One.
You play
two,
faster now.
Three, four.
That is right, but
one,
now play the accent.
Two, three,
and
four.
Count it.
One, two, three, four.
Two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
Three, four.
One, two, three, four.
Two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
No, Bruce, wait a moment, put pause.
Two,
listen this.
Three,
into one beat, it takes two notes, so we have ta ta ti ta. And you did ta ta ti ta. That's too much fast. You did ta ta ti ta. And it's ta ta ti ta. So one, two, three, four. This is because if we put more notes there or speed up, the next beat, which is three, will be messed up because we already are over the next index down. So we have to measure this into one, two. Look, go to three notes back and let's fix this thing because otherwise this problem will stay forever.
Four.
Three,
go notes.
Three notes.
One, two, three, four.
You see?
One.
Ta ta ta.
Three, four. Two, three, four.
There is no accent,
two,
but only the
three,
first note.
Four. One, two, three, four.
No, that's tapping tan. That's
one,
so much faster.
Two, three, four.
That's right.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Yeah, but with the count.
One, two, three, four.
Two, three.
That was just right.
One, two, three, four. 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 Two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Yeah! Okay, now take away the volume from notes 2 and 3.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No? 1. Sounds three very three, similar. First note only accented.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Eso.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Muy bien. Now let's go to 4.
1, 2, 3.
Four notes, but don't rush it. Ta-ta-tic-ta. Remember this. It has to sound like this. Ta-ta-tic-ta. Just that.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, you are doing ta 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 ta.
2, 3, 4.
No, the note, the fingers are right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Fingers are right, but it's too much fast now.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, that's right. That now just count it to know where you are.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't rush it.
2, 3, 4.
I'm not supposed to use an and.
2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Middle ring finger together. That's the accent. That's just right. Now count and don't rush it. Repeat that. No, 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 no. Now you're faster.
3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That is ta 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 ta.
2, 3, 4. 5 notes.
A ver, let's go to the fifth. That's not accented. Careful with the fifth note. I want you to build awareness. How? Well, we will need. Do you know what we will need to do? Bruce, we need to record yourself with a video or with an iPhone or something. Put the video and play from the one note with me. And then you compare what you hear and what you play has to be replicas, the same.
Okay.
It means what you're playing and what I'm playing has to sound same. But you need to build awareness because sometimes I see the problem is that you play it, the fingering is right. And also the sound is right sometimes, except that some notes are accented that should not be accented. But that is because or you are rushing it, or you are not counting, or the note is loud. What is the solution? Is that we put the video, put the iPhone there in front, or record it with a video camera, and then you click that one note and then do 1, 2, 3, 4, tan. And then you will listen if it is same. If it is not same, then that's what we need to correct. But if you are not aware of when there is a mistake coming, then you are repeating the wrong thing, and repetition has the role to make us successful or ruin us. Why? Because if we repeat something wrong and we don't know even it's wrong, then this is a big problem. That's why I think that now we just solution it with awareness of the tempo, with awareness of that tempo thing. And then the rasgueos, of course, we will also continue checking the rasgueo technique, because I make these other videos for the new series, for the new series of rasgueos. And I want to see next lesson, we will check it to see how far we are from level 2. We should be now at least until the second last video of the first level. This is the level 2 of rasgueos. And I want to assess, we have to do that next lesson, we have to assess where we are out of the rasgueos on level 1, which are here, please. This is the second and the first level. I want to see where we can play, how much we can play that, right?
Okay.
So we will do this next time.
All right.
Never ask, record yourself.
Okay, that's my homework assignment.
Compare, because I want you to notice it. If sometimes when we are playing, we are too busy in the moment to find the right finger and that, and we are not very aware. And then when we see from outside, believe me, because I have 2,000 videos, and I know I learn a lot from seeing myself from outside, it gives you perspective of your sound, or here, wait there, I'm rushing there, or the note is loud when it should not be, all that you notice when you record yourself. Otherwise, you don't have a reference point, and when you are playing, you cannot distinguish the difference. That's why we need to just build awareness a bit, and then you are near to the goal.
Okay.